That's a little more true than we want to admit these days. And the river is deep and wide, and it's running fast and overflowing its banks. Hope that you're doing well and your home's in good care. We're looking forward to a little change in the weather here in the next couple days, I think is what it looks like, with some of these storms kind of finally bubbling on through. But it's been a tough spring, one of the wettest springs around parts of the upper Midwest, certainly, and lots of flood water standing by. Well, you may be discouraged about that, or you may be discouraged about just growth in general, particularly spiritual growth, and we're going to talk about that next here on Faith Radio Mornings. Always happy to welcome back Leslie Vernick to the broadcast. She's a licensed clinical social worker, has her own private counseling practice and years of experience counseling Christians from a biblical worldview, has an active blog community, and her latest book is The Emotionally Destructive Marriage, and she has been on with Ted and PK many times. And Leslie, I don't know if we've had a chance to talk before, but I'm Neil Stavem. It's great to have you on with me this morning.
Hi, Neil. It's good to be here with you.
Thank you so much for checking in, for your regular encouragement to us. And I know that one of the recent posts that you had talked a little bit about gardening, and, you know, that's kind of a sore subject for some here, because around the upper Midwest, we haven't been able to actually get in the garden because it's been late. Maybe that's been the case for you as well.
Well, I don't think it's not that I couldn't get in. I just didn't get in.
Okay. Well, there is that.
I was 50, and, you know, it was time got away from me, and all of a sudden it's June, I haven't planted my seeds. And so I went out and planted some, and I was looking for them to come out pretty fast. And now I see them coming up. But at the time I wrote this article, they hadn't come up yet.
Which is, That's always one of the hardest parts, right? I mean, we sort of remind our kids that they can't go sort of pull up the seeds right away, but we're kind of like that, aren't we? We get impatient when we're expecting growth.
Well, we do the work. You know, I tilled the soil and I put my little seeds in there and I watered them and, you know, put my Miracle-Gro and watched. And, you know, it was like a week and a half, 2 weeks. I'm still looking. I didn't see any seeds. I thought, I wonder if they just got, you know, and some of my plants got eaten up, you know, by the rabbits, so they did disappear. But I thought, I don't know if they're going to come. And so I began to think about how we, you know, we do things in our spiritual life, or people come to counseling, or they get a coach, or they want accountability, and they get stuck because they feel like, you know what, nothing's happening, but something is happening, you just can't see it yet. And so I just wanted to remind people not to get discouraged, because as much as we can't force growth to go any faster than it's going to go, we certainly can hinder growth if we don't do the work.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that we do that hinders the growth, because, you know, it is going to take time, but I guess we don't want to make it take more time.
Well, you know, Neil, nature tells us such wonderful lessons, and so that's what the garden was showing me at the time, is that, you know, there's certain things, like if I had stepped on my seeds, if I had pulled them out, if I had failed to water them, you know, certainly that would hinder the growth. But, you know, just like probably most people who are listening can understand this, when you get pregnant, you know, you can take really, really good care of yourself. You can eat right, you can go to the doctor, you can take your prenatal vitamins, you can exercise, you can do everything that you're supposed to do to nurture that baby's growth, but you're not going to make it happen any faster than it happens. Even if you do everything right, it's still going to take 9 months for that baby to be ready to be born in a healthy way. There's certainly things you can do to hinder that. You can take drugs, you can drink, you can injure yourself, you can not take care of yourself, smoke, all those kind of things. But you can't do anything to speed up the growth. And so I think sometimes we get very discouraged because we expect ourselves to grow much faster than maybe we are doing, and so we feel like what we're doing isn't working. But what we're doing is working. We just have to be patient with the growth.
So how do we know that what we are doing is working?
Well, I think one thing we can do is we can ask others if they're seeing growth. You know, when my children were little, you know, you didn't really know they were growing, but then you'd kind of go to the yardstick by the wall where you had measured their height from the year before. You'd say, oh, my, you did grow 3/4 of an inch, or you did grow. You know, so maybe it wasn't a lot and you didn't notice it because it was over time. But if you have a measuring stick from where you were a while ago, whether it's, boy, I can see I'm more patient than I was a year ago. Maybe I can't see I was more patient than yesterday, but I can see that I was more patient than a year ago, or I, you know, certain things that I, you know, I've lost 5 pounds from, you know, a year ago. I haven't lost 5 pounds this week. So we can measure some of that growth, or I can run more if I'm exercising, measuring exercise growth, whatever. But our emotional or spiritual growth, we can measure as we look back over time, or ask people to give us feedback if they see growth when we don't see it.
I was thinking how we have become a pretty impatient society. Just in an interview the other day, we were talking about technology and social media, and how we have, you know, technology seems to have made us more impatient. I mean, if our If our cell phone doesn't connect in 2 seconds, you know, from space, then we're upset. I mean, we expect everything right away, don't we?
Yeah, even the microwave seems slow these days, doesn't it?
So how do we, I mean, impatience is, I'm sure in your counseling, you probably see impatience having its negative effects in a number of ways.
Well, I absolutely do, and I struggle with impatience too, but what God has really shown me that impatience is it's my kind of self-centered orientation to life, that my time, my agenda, my needs, my, you know, whatever it is most important and everything else is secondary. And so, you know, my character is secondary. And so when I'm letting my character be ruled by the clock and I'm not getting what I want fast enough, I really think God has a lesson to teach us in that, you know, that God calls us to be forbearing and patient people. And so oftentimes I kind of in my mind reverse all that impatience into an exercise and a spiritual discipline of learning patience while I'm feeling impatient, because it's a real test of our ego to say my world is most important and so everybody has to wait on me first and I have to get through traffic first and I have to get the microwave on faster because my time is more important than anybody else's. And so to really discipline myself and say that's not true, and I can grow in patience in these situations.
We're talking a little bit about growth and how not to be discouraged with your emotional or spiritual or mental health growth. Talking with Leslie Vernick, who is a licensed clinical social worker, joining us regularly here in Faith Radio Mornings. Her latest book is called The Emotionally Destructive Marriage. She's written a number of books and has been counseling for many years, and we appreciate having her on the morning show, and we're going to continue in just a moment and visit more with Leslie and get some encouragement about some things that we can do to feed growth and make sure that it's healthy growth. All that coming up in a moment. Say thank you. We'd like to see growth take place faster. The fact is that that attitude of gratitude will probably be a key component in maintaining our growing direction in a positive way. We're talking about growth today with Leslie Vernick, who is a regular on Faith Radio Mornings. I'm Neil Stavem, sitting in for Ted and PK today. And Leslie's a clinical social worker, counselor, and has written a number of books, including The Emotionally Destructive Marriage. I've been talking a little bit about growth and some lessons from the garden. And Leslie, just thinking of that little bumper reminded me that gratitude is probably something that goes a long way for us in those waiting times and those maybe dry times when we're not seeing growth.
It certainly does. Gratitude helps us trust that their growth is happening even if we don't see it, that we're trusting Him and we're grateful for you know, our life and the things that we do have and the things that we do see. But I think, Neil, for one of the things that's really important for growth is that we have to have something that we're growing in, that we want to grow in. I think I talk about planting seeds. A farmer doesn't just expect growth without planning for growth. And so he thinks about the crop he wants to have that year, and he plants some seeds. And so if someone's discouraged with their growth, maybe they can start by just being intentional about what do they want to see growing in their life this year, emotionally or personally. When I'm working with couples, for example, in destructive marriages, you know, perhaps they need to learn to be more forgiving, or they need to learn to communicate better. They need to learn to set better goals financially. And so when you plant a seed of this is the area that I want to pay attention to in my life this year, this is the area I want to spend some time in growing, then you can measure that. But if you have no seeds planted, then you're not going to necessarily reap any crops because you haven't really done anything to reap any crops. And so planting seeds of what kind of growth I want to see in my life and what specifically do I want to work on will be helpful for you in then measuring how you're growing or whether you're growing.
That's a good word. I remember the former UN ambassador from Norway, I can't remember his name now, but he said, he who wants to keep his garden tidy does not reserve a plot for weeds. And I know you talk about pulling weeds, that's important too, that we're making sure that we're cleaning up what we can.
I think that's such another important point. One year in the summer, I have three large perennial gardens. I was writing a book that summer, and so I just never did get out much to weed. And we have a lot of weeds here. And so it was actually, it made my garden look like it was full of weeds. They were tall, 6 foot large weeds. And, you know, I had flowers in there, but you just couldn't see them because of all the ugliness of the weeds. And so sometimes we just aren't intentional about pulling the weeds in our life. We sort of think we're doing fine, that we've died to our pride, or we've died to our selfishness, or we've died to our impatience. And yet it's all over the place. Everybody else sees it. And so we need to become more intentional about pulling those things out of our life, confessing our sins, recognizing when we've allowed those things to rule our life, because whatever growth is taking place is clouded by all that ugliness. And so to regularly weed our life is important if we're going to see the growth.
Your third recommendation, it's not about pulling weeds, but it's about enhancing growth. Talk about fertilizing.
Yeah, so just as a gardener, a plant, you know, a farmer would fertilize, or, you know, I put my Miracle-Gro on my flowers to enhance their growth. I think there's certain things biblically that we can do, and one of the things is to invite people into our lives to give us feedback. I call them truth tellers, and then we need truth tellers in our life. Sometimes we need truth tellers to tell us the good stuff, like, wow, I do see growth. You know, I see growth in your you know, professional life or your writing style. For me, I've had people in my life when I think, oh, I'm not doing any better as a writer, I can't do this. Some people have come in alongside of me and said, that's not true. You are doing better. Look at this, look at this, look at this. And that's been really helpful. And then other times I've had truth tellers who said, you know, this is the area that you said you want to grow in, but you're not doing this, and you should be exercising in this way, or you should be working on this, and this will help you to grow. And so having other people alongside your journey of growth to be accountable to give you feedback, and to help you really enhances the opportunity for you to grow.
The value of nourishing friends.
Yes, absolutely.
Leslie, great to visit with you. Once again, thank you for your good insight, and I know people can find out more. You write regularly. What's the website where they can connect with you?
They can go to my website at Leslie Vernick, L-E-S-L-I-E, Vernick, V-E-R-N-I-C-K.com.
Leslie Vernick is a licensed clinical social worker and has been a counselor for many years and writes regularly, and her latest book is called The Emotionally Destructive Marriage, and we're grateful to have the opportunity to talk with her again. Leslie, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye, Neil.
You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings, and coming up in a moment, as we do each morning, a highlight from yesterday's Live the Promise of Susie Larson. We're going to talk a little bit about the familiar words of Jesus. Whatever you've done for the least of these, you did it unto me. That coming up in a moment.